Hi, I'm Mike Smith for Filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of The Walking Dead Season 5, Episode 9, What Happened and What's Going On, written by Scott M. Gimple and directed by Greg Nicotero. Welcome back, Walking Dead fans, for the second half of The Walking Dead's fifth season. When we last left the show, Beth was killed at the hands of Dawn, the woman running a small group in a hospital who is desperately trying to cling to power. It was a calculated, very TV death. What I mean by that is, in retrospect, it's easy to see the show building to that moment over the course of the season, even if, like I stated in my last review, Beth's death wasn't quite earned. Now, The Walking Dead returns with a very different kind of character death, and one that ends up being much more successful. In What Happened and What's Going On, The Walking Dead says goodbye to Tyrese, a character often described over the past 2 years as the group's moral center. Tyrese has been at the center of some of the show's very best episodes, including the season premiere and the season 4 masterpiece, The Grove. But, unlike Beth, whose death felt like the natural development of the story, Tyrese's death feels random, almost uneventful. There's no grand reason for Tyrese to die. He simply gets bitten by a walker. Like Bob earlier this year, this makes the death more meaningful in its way. It enforces the idea that in the world of The Walking Dead, death can come at any time in any form. Chad Coleman is a tremendous actor and has often delivered more death to Tyrese than what was written on the page. His performance in What Happened and What's Going On is a tour de force for The Walking Dead, some of the most real, emotional moments of the entire show. As Tyrese begins to accept the inevitability of his death, much of the episode focuses on visions in his head of people he has known that have died, including Beth, Bob, Lizzie, and Micah, and in a welcome surprise, the Governor. As Martin, the man held captive by Tyrese earlier this season, points out, Tyrese was never going to make a Tyrese, a character often described over the past 2 years as the group's moral center. Tyrese has been at the center of some of the show's very best episodes, including the season premiere and the season 4 masterpiece, The Grove. But, unlike Beth, whose death felt like the natural development of the story, Tyrese's death feels random, almost uneventful. There's no grand reason for Tyrese to die. He simply gets bitten by a walker. Like Bob earlier this year, this makes the death more meaningful in its way. It enforces the idea that in the world of The Walking Dead, death can come at any time in any form. Chad Coleman is a tremendous actor and has often delivered more death to Tyrese than what was written on the page. His performance in What Happened and What's Going On is a tour de force for The Walking Dead, some of the most real, emotional moments of the entire show. As Tyrese begins to accept the inevitability of his death, much of the episode focuses on visions in his head of people he has known that have died, including Beth, Bob, Lizzie, and Micah, and in a welcome surprise, the Governor. As Martin, the man held captive by Tyrese earlier this season, points out, Tyrese was never going to make it in this world. He's the kind of man who saves babies. It should also be noted that, in addition to devoting much of its running time to a dying man's hallucinations, What Happened and What's Going On experiments with the structure